When we hear the gospel tells us Jesus cried out, oftentimes as postmodern people, we don't understand what this means. But for the ancient Israelite people in particular, the Ruah, or the Spirit, dwell within this area, the part of the chest, the part of where the Spirit of life holds. So that when one cried out, one speak from the depth of his soul, from the depth of his spirit. So when Jesus cried out, he speak then the life-giving word, the life-giving spirit. Therefore, as you have heard, Jesus came to do the will of the Father, and the Spirit that came deep from within his own divinity, his own humanity, his own inner being, speak out to that truth. The truth that set us free, the truth that truly gives life, the truth that tells us who we are. In this image itself, we hear of the implicit Trinitarian image that the Spirit that Jesus cried out from the depth of his being, give witness to him, give witness to the truth, give witness to that love between him and the Father. Why? Because the Spirit is that bond. The Spirit is that third person of the Trinity, the love between Father and Son. So that the Spirit speak the truth that Jesus came to testify that he wanted to show us the way back to the Father, to show us who we are as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father and being his beloved. Therefore, this truth, the Spirit, will testify to this world, and the Spirit will set us free. And that's why it leads us toward the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles. The Spirit that Jesus will give us, his very own Spirit of love between Father and Son. The Spirit will give each and every one of us particular charism, particular gifts, particular strength, particular mission, particular purpose for the greater kingdom of God. We heard about Barnabas and Paul today. Both of them were sent to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And we will hear in a few chapters later that they will have to separate their ways. Even though they are on their separate ways later, they were sent to preach the gospel, to make known the good news to everyone whom was not deemed in the Old Testament to be worthy, to be the inherited children of the covenant or of the testament or of God's love. They were sent so that the Gentiles, us, the one who was not called to the Old Covenant, will be set free as well. To set free to be children of God and to know who we are as God's own beloved. And today, in a very particular way, we celebrate one of the saints that I love, Saint Louis Marie de Montfort. He was known for his great zeal, great love for Mary. And he emphasized a lot about total consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I actually did my total consecration to Mary when I was in my novitiate. And to a lot of non-Catholics, Mary seemed to be the stumbling block for some people who misunderstood true Marian devotion, think that Mary get all the glory, Mary get all the love, and somehow Christ is being pushed out, not being loved. But that's not true Marian devotion. Mary truly lead us to be humble, to trust, and to give ourselves totally and completely to Jesus Christ, her Son. To be Marian is to be the one that followed Jesus in the silence of our heart, to faithfully walk with him even when everyone else abandoned him. To be Mary is to say fiat to God's will, to say let us be done according to your will, even at times when we don't recognize why or understand God's will. To be Marian is to say that, Lord, I give my everything to you, from the crib to the cross. From the moment of of the Annunciation to the moment when you send your Holy Spirit upon the apostles, I will be with you, I will remain with you, and I will be faithful to you. That's what it means to be Marian. So to be totally consecrated and given to Mary is to simply ask our Blessed Mother to take our hand and lead us toward Jesus, to help us become more Christ-like by becoming Marian in simplicity of heart, in purity of heart, and in a great way to trust God at all times. So through the intercession of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, as well as listening to the scripture readings today, may we recognize the great gifts that we have, that Jesus sent us His very own Spirit, that we can be set free from the enslavement of this world and to use the gifts endowed to us to preach the gospel, but most important of all, to be like our Blessed Mother in bringing everyone toward greater love of Christ Jesus.